From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We have 2 great hours with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who's with the CriticalHealthNews.com team, which I hope you go to that website often because they help you out. And the toll-free number to get the information, that's when Ben mentions things to you and you can't write it down in time, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, you ready for Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving, George. Nice to talk to you again. Yes, it's my favorite holiday.
I want to spend a few minutes talking about Thanksgiving, but first of all, react to that Bruce Lee story where they think he died by drinking too much water?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't really the water that was causing it. It's kind of misleading when they say that. Really, it's a dilution of your electrolytes, and that's a very serious problem that most people don't recognize because we're all told, and it is a good idea to drink a lot of water. You want to keep yourself hydrated. Your body is 60 to 70% water. You feel better in water. You dilute your blood. You dilute your blood sugar. You get more oxygen to your brain when you drink water. But the problem with water is when you drink water, you dilute your electrolytes. And this is why Beyond Tangy Tangerine is such an amazing supplement, George. It replaces your electrolytes. And if you're drinking water, make sure you put a little bit of Beyond Tangy Tangerine in there. I think it's a condition. Bruce Lee actually died of something called hyponatremia or maybe hypokalemia, which is a deficiency or dilution of his potassium levels or his sodium levels. And it does happen when people drink water. You know, the drug ecstasy sometimes causes people to drink a lot of water, and they will unfortunately get very sick or even die of this condition. So if you're drinking water, it is a good idea to drink water, it's very important to make sure you're replacing your electrolytes and your vitamin C and B complex. And I think that's really the reason why for Bruce Lee's untimely death.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce, you name it, peas, corn. Is anything bad for people?
Yeah, lots of stuff that's bad for people because calories are bad for people. Human beings are designed to thrive under conditions of moderate to low calories. Low calories signal to the body that survival is being threatened, and the body starts to kick biochemistry starts to kick in. This is what the ketogenic diet is about. This is what calorie restriction diets and intermittent fasting is about. Every single study that has examined longevity has shown that the less you eat, the longer you live. So eat for taste, but don't overeat. Don't overindulge. We give ourselves permission to overindulge. If you find yourself unable to stop eating, and a lot of us, that happens to a lot of us, supplement while you're eating with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way not only to improve satiety or quicken satiety satisfaction, but it's a great way to improve the nutritional value of your meals. And we know that through cooking and food processing, many of our foods, while they provide calories, don't provide nutrition.
Now we have emails in from folks. One is from Betty in Kansas City. I don't know if it's Missouri or Kansas, but she says, I hear you talking with George a lot about hyaluronic acid. What does that do?
You said that very well, George.
I've learned it.
I remember 7 or 8 years ago when I was talking about that. It's hard to pronounce. My friend calls it hyaluronic acid. And I'll tell
you what.
It's
close enough.
Yeah, you cannot think of a more powerful multifunctional molecule for overall health and anti-aging. Hyaluronic acid is a molecule that absorbs moisture, absorbs water. And by absorbing water, it keeps your joints nice and lubricious. And this is very important for folks as we get older, or folks who have arthritis or joint disease. Hyaluronic acid is also incredibly valuable for the skin. Not so much topically, although it does have some topical benefits, but internally, it can fight wrinkles, it can thicken the bottom part of your skin called the dermis and provide moisturization properties as well. And topically, it's actually quite soothing. There's a very troubling immune condition called lichen planus. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's a very, very, very unpleasant condition that affects mucous membranes, the genitals specifically. And hyaluronic acid topically has been shown to soothe that condition. Using hyaluronic acid topically can also help speed the healing of wounds. And then, of course, internally, it's one of the most valuable anti-aging supplements you could take, especially, by the way, for cardiovascular health issues, for heart health issues.
Now, when people have palpitations, Ben, what do you recommend supplement-wise?
Heart palpitations are a sign that the body is in duress. either there's not enough oxygen getting into the blood or there's deficiencies in nutrients. And along with those lines, along those same lines, tachycardia, they call ventricular tachycardia.
Does that mean there's something wrong with the heart?
It means that you're not getting oxygen to your heart. And this can be secondary to breathing issues, or it can be secondary to inflammatory issues. I don't know if you ever heard of Wim Hof breathing. Have you ever heard of this type of breathing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We almost had him on the show.
Wim Hof breathing is amazing. For energy levels.
He sits in 20-degree water or something
that. He does all kinds of crazy stuff. But he's got a breathing protocol that involves holding your breath, and that can be a great way to drive oxygen into the blood. You also basic nutrients, especially vitamin C, which is very underrated. I don't know if you heard this, George. Just this week, an article came out in, I think it was the Journal of Cardiology, that talked about the cholesterol hypothesis being wrong. Did you read this, or did you hear about this?
I did not.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because Doc Wallach and myself have been talking about this for years, the craziness of this cholesterol, the idea that HDL and LDL are the culprits behind heart disease.
Doc's a fan of cholesterol,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, cholesterol is very, very important, and we've gone on this crazy...
But you could have too much, and there's also too little, right?
Here's the problem. Cholesterol is a building molecule, so when you're repairing post-surgery, or if you're a bodybuilder or an athlete, or you're in a growth or repair mode, you need cholesterol. What we've done, George, over the last 150 years, but really for the last 5, 10,000 years, but especially the last 150 years, is we've tricked our body into thinking that it's in a building mode because we're eating so much sugar. And it's the sugar that raises the cholesterol. And in fact, if you lower your blood sugar, your cholesterol levels will drop like a stone. And the reason cholesterol is associated with heart disease is because of the blood sugar problems. And every diabetic knows that along with elevated blood sugar comes elevated cholesterol. And that's why if you want to lower your cholesterol, use things like niacin, the ultimate niacin for longevity, or use chromium and vanadium like the Sweeties. Strategies that lower blood sugar naturally lower cholesterol. And, of course, then you lower your blood sugar as well, and that's one of the most important things you could do to improve longevity and to reduce the inflammatory factors that are associated with disease.
I looked at my counter this morning, Ben.
Yes,
I've got so many supplements, I couldn't believe it. I try to take them 3 or 4 at a time. Then I stop and wait a little bit, have a little breakfast, take about 3 or 4 more. But
great.
I don't want to take them all at one time. Is that smart?
No, that's great. That's awesome. Every 24 hours is fine. In fact, you know, even if you miss a day, once you're taking your supplements and you get going with it, and you've been taking them for months or for years or for decades, you can miss a day here or there, here and there. But for most people, George, check this out. Most Americans, most people around the world go cradle to grave under conditions of nutritional deficiency. With a nutritional status like that, disease is inevitable. Decreased longevity is inevitable. All kinds of horrible things that happen to our bodies are inevitable if we're going long distances, months and years and decades without basic nutrients. And it's so simple to get on a nutritional supplement program. Just get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity. It's as simple as that, and you'll get your every single nutrient that you need.
The pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. The website, of course, is one of a kind, managed by the criticalhealthnews.com team that put together a great job, MZ, out at the KSCO in Santa Cruz.
Thank you, Jaunty.
Jaunty's doing his work. They devote a lot of time. Ted Anderson, you got a whole team behind you.
Yes, sir, we do, and they're all writing furiously as I'm doing my as I do the show. They're writing furiously, keep taking notes. And if anybody has any questions or, like you say, miss an idea or miss a supplement, just call 855-949-7234. They have notes on everything we talk about. And also, George, we love emails.
Well, I know. You're one of the masters of returning your emails, too. That's
I love
great.
Emails. So health at criticalhealthnews.com. If you don't feel like talking, you don't want to get on the phone, just write an email. We love answering emails. Health at criticalhealthnews.com.
After the break, we're going to take calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. In the next hour, we'll take an hour of phone calls, and then we'll go into our JFK special later on tonight. Hard to believe we're rolling around into November, going into December pretty soon.
Oh, my God, George. Another year around. I can't even believe it.
Are you glad this year is gone?
No, it's sad every time. I mean, I like the end of the year, the holidays and stuff, but no, because, you know, the sand is going down the hourglass.
I love from Halloween, Thanksgiving, to Christmas, to New Year's. It's bang, 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 and I just love it. Don't you?
I especially love everybody's in a good mood for at least 1 month here, or a lot of people are in a good mood for
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be.
Since we have so much to give thanks for, George. It's amazing how much we have to give thanks for.
Since you've been doing this with us, which has been a number of years now, what has been for you, Ben, the most sobering moment that you've had?
Since I've been doing this work here?
With us, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's funny you say that, because I just got a call today that reminded me of that. I have a friend, I've known him all my life, and I've talked to him till I'm blue in the face about nutritional supplementation and about his diet. And a couple of years ago, he got a tumor, and he tried to fight it, and he extended his life, you know, much longer than the doctors thought. And just today, I heard he passed away.
Oh.
And that was a very, very sobering moment for me, because that's why I get on the show, George. That's why I do my work. We don't have to die early. We don't have to suffer from disease states. Our body is a healing system. It's designed for 10,000 years of evolution, plus by the divine force to heal and renew itself. There are nutritional strategies as well as psychological strategies and spiritual strategies that you can use to be healthy and strong and vital, and you don't have to depend on drugs, and you don't have to depend on a medical model that has been shown to be a failure when it comes to treat chronic degenerative diseases. It's just living a good life, living a clean life, making sure that you're eating correctly, making sure you're supplementing, making sure you're exercising, making sure you're resting just a little bit. We can all live long, healthy lives because it's in the body's nature to do that.
Absolutely. Okay, my friend, we're going to take a break shortly. One quick question, an email from Robert. I don't know where. He said, I've had 3 heart attacks. How long do I have to go?
He could have years to go. But get on the brain and heart pack. Make sure you're using vitamin C, reducing your sugar intake, strengthen your digestive system. Everything we're going to talk for 2 hours today, George, and we're going to answer calls, and I'm going to repeat myself over and over and over again, because good health is just simple. Work on the digestive system, stabilize the blood sugar system, and relax the body. It's as simple as that. I call that the triangle of disease. Those 3 points that break down and that lead to all of our health misery involve the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the stress management system. Focus on these 3 points, and almost every single disease you can name will begin to resolve itself without drugs, without intervention. If you just do the basic things, the body is so kind and so forgiving, it can return yourself.
It's a fantastic machine. Coming back with calls with Ben Fuchs next. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call when Ben or Doc Wallach mentions things and you can't write them down or remember it, just call this number, because people are there taking notes on the show. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I can't think of a better time, Ben, than right now for people to get healthy again. Though you should do it all the time.
Absolutely.
And not wait. But, man, this is the time, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, because this is the time when we tend to indulge. This is the time when we slack off a little bit. So now is the time to focus on good health and good nutrition, because the temptations are nearly endless.
What is it about the body that needs supplementation?
It's raw material. It's everything the body needs to build itself. Think about, you know, when we're sitting around doing nothing, our body is building. Cells are dying. Cells are being born. The body's constantly turning over. The body you have right now, George, is not the same body you had when you started this program, and not the same body you had last month and last year. Our body is constantly turning over. In order for that to happen, for that turnover to occur, raw materials have to be fed into the system. Additionally, just to maintain the system, just to run the biochemistry, George, there are there's countless chemical reactions happening in your body. Right now, you have 100 trillion cells, and each cell is capable of producing hundreds of thousands of chemicals a minute. Can you imagine the beehive of activity that's going on inside the body? It is mind-boggling. and we just go about our business and we don't even give it a second thought because it all happens perfectly. It works with such perfection, with such tight regulation and choreography. It is staggering, jaw-droppingly amazing how perfect the body is, even if your body is racked with disease. But if it's running as it should, if you have the raw materials coming in, your body is a paragon of perfection, a divine, the manifestation of divinity right in the mirror, right in under our noses.
That's perfect indeed. First-time caller Sarah in the city of New York. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you so much for the show.
Thank
it's
you.
It's such a help to me. Extraordinary. What I wanted to ask was about mitral valve prolapse going together with regurgitation.
Yes.
And I was wondering whether you could comment on how to heal that problem.
Yes. The mitral valve is a part of the body called the connective tissue.
It's near the heart, right?
Yes, it's a valve in the heart, absolutely. And the way the heart pumps, you know, we're talking about the amazingness of the body. The heartbeat is just another example of the amazingness of the body, the synchronicity, the synchronous chemical physiologic reactions that have to occur, valves open and close. Because think about it, the thing is pumping and you don't want the blood going backwards. So valves, one-way valves, open and close. And when mitral valve prolapse is a classic way that the body breaks down, it's called prolapse. A prolapse is a deterioration of the part of the body called the connective tissue. The body's made up of four types of tissue. There's things, stuff, and one of those things is connective tissue. And we don't think, even our medical professionals don't recognize this. The mitral valve is a part of the body called the connective tissue. When we age, our connective tissue breaks down. And this is why nutritional supplementation is important, reducing sugar is so important, eating correctly and exercise. All of this builds the connective tissue. Here's something else really cool, by the way. When you build your connective tissue in one part of the body, it builds everywhere. So by building the connective tissue in the heart, you're going to build connective tissue in the bone and in the joints and in the skin to prevent wrinkles. So to answer the question about the mitral valve, what do you do for mitral valve prolapse? Get on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, number one. Make sure you're reducing your sugar intake, number two. Exercise just a little bit, and then practice your deep breathing. And especially focus on the blood sugar element. There's a chemical reaction that happens between sugar and the connective tissue that affects the mitral valve called glycation, and it's basically a burning of the connective tissue. So focus on the blood sugar system and get on that healthy heart and healthy brain and heart pack from Longevity, and make sure you do just the basic things that we all have to do to keep ourselves healthy. It's not special. The mitral valve is not special. Do you know, George, there's a thing called uterine prolapse and bladder prolapse.
Sure.
Yeah, prolapse is just when your body just drops, the parts of your body just drop, and a mitral valve prolapse, the mitral valve is very small, is the same thing.
The mitral valve the valve that heart surgeons replace with pig valves?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes they will. There's various valves in the heart. The valves are one-way systems that allow the blood to go in one direction and not another. Think about the machinery. This is cellular tissue machinery that the body has, like a machine. Except it's made up of biological tissue. It's an amazing, amazing system, the heart and the circulatory system.
CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website to go to. Jonty, the webmaster, sent me a little note and said we're on our way to another record. How do you do it, Ben, all the time?
Well, you know, people are fascinated with health everywhere. There's health everywhere because we are, partially I think we feel a little bit guilty, but partially it's really amazing. It's just an amazing thing that we're riding in, and we start to hear this, somebody like me or Doc Wallach talking about the amazingness of the body. It's very compelling.
If you don't get on this half hour, fear not. We're taking an hour of calls with Ben Fuchs next hour. Aaron is in Louisville, Kentucky, and he's on with us east of the Rockies. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello, Ben.
Good to have you with us. What's up?
I was wondering, what could it be with a person who their entire life has legs that are kind of like a barometer, where they sense, they can feel when a storm's nearby or in the area, even if they're not watching the weather, their legs ache, hurt, they're uncomfortable, and the whole time they just feel miserable.
I've heard that before, Ben, that some people have that ability, that their joints get all tightened up and everything during inclement weather.
Absolutely. Is it Aaron or Aaron?
It's Aaron.
Aaron. So, Aaron, we live in a field. You know, we don't see these invisible waves, weather waves, climate waves, electromagnetic waves. We're living in a field, and our body is affected by that field. It's especially affected when it's sensitized by inflammation. Inflammation has a sensitizing effect. It makes the body more sensitive. Now, some people are naturally going to be more sensitive. Some people are naturally more psychic. Some people are naturally more attuned to invisible energies. But when you have an inflammatory issue, you become very, very sensitive. There's a condition called neuropathy. And I know you and I have talked about
this. Yes, we have.
And so what Aaron is describing is not as severe as neuropathy, but it's along the same lines of a sensitized body. This happens after surgery. It happens when people have arthritis. It happens as we age. It also happens, as I say, to some folks who are just predisposed this way. So if you're noticing this happening, it's happening more and more, focus on anti-inflammatory strategies. The heart, or the soul, I should say, of inflammation is in the intestine, the small intestine. So anytime you have an inflammatory issue, that's the first thing you want to think about is intestinal health, especially this condition, which I know you know about this, George, called leaky gut syndrome. And that's one of the first things to focus on when you have any kind of inflammatory issue. But that's what I'd be thinking of, is a sensitized body secondary to inflammation.
The glucogel and stuff like that, is that good for Aaron?
Heck yes. Heck yes. You know, the glucogel cap is good for so many different things. Glucosamine, you know, glucosamine's been in the news now for probably 20 or 30 years.
Sure.
I think I first heard about it in the 90s. It first got popular in the 90s. Glucosamine and the glucogel caps are marketed as an anti-arthritis supplement and a joint supplement. But because it builds the connective tissue, it's good for the heart, it's good for the intestine, it's good for the blood, and it's great for the skin. Imagine if a drug came out, George, that was completely non-toxic, and it was great for your joints and your blood and your heart and your digestive system, and it helped fight wrinkles as well. And that's what glucosamine is.
Can you imagine? And it's a non-drug.
And it's a non-drug. And it's non-toxic, and you can get it right off of criticalhealthnews.com.
We're taking texts and tweets throughout the night for pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Tom, you've got one for him.
Ben, this is from Mary in Texas. Can Ben please talk about riboflavin and pantothenic acid?
Pantothenic acid, one of my all-time favorites. Yeah, riboflavin and pantothenic acid are the B vitamins. Riboflavin is B2, they call it. And pantothenic acid is B5, and they're both fabulous. Riboflavin is especially important for the eyes and also for the lips, for people who have chapped lip problems and cracked lip problems. Riboflavin has also been used to treat migraine headaches, by the way. And then riboflavin is yellow. This is an interesting little factoid about riboflavin. It's yellow. You know how people urinate yellow sometimes when they...
Ben, we can't say that on the air.
I can't say that. Okay. No. They'll excrete, we'll say.
Yes, thank
yellow.
You.
When they excrete yellow, sometimes they'll say, oh, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine made me excrete yellow. That's the riboflavin. Riboflavin means yellow body. And then panto means everywhere because it's used everywhere, is specifically important for fats and fat processing in the cells. So I use it in my skincare business. Pantothenic acid for acne or for folks who are secreting lots of sebum, lots of skin oil. But pantothenic acid is great for all fat metabolism issues, especially for menopausal women. Also, as I say, it's very important for the skin, it's important for the liver, and also for arthritis sufferers. So panto and vitamin B5 and riboflavin, vitamin B2, you can find it in all your B-complex supplements, especially the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. His personal appearance is on our program from criticalhealthnews.com every 6 weeks. Doc Wallach comes on in 3 weeks, then Ben comes on in three, then Doc three, then Ben three, and we've been doing this for several years now. And does that schedule work for you, Ben?
Yeah, I love it. And since 2015, believe it or not, George.
I know. It's just flying by. It is flying by. Let's take a couple more calls. We'll get to the top of the hour, then we'll come back for another hour of phone calls. Let's go to our friend Jeremy in North Dakota. Is this you, Jeremy?
Yes, it is. It's me.
Hey,
George,
Jeremy.
Ben.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I already ordered a 7-pound smoked turkey breast, and it's in my fridge.
Ben, Jeremy was in a coma from a very
really?
Serious car accident and popped out of it.
Oh, that's awesome. How long were you in a coma, Jeremy?
I was in my coma for over 2.5 months.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you. Do you remember anything?
I remember a dream I had in my coma. I was walking up a mountain with my wife at the time, now ex-wife, and as we were nearing the top, a bunch of boulders started falling down from the mountain, and I escorted her into a little crevice in the side of the mountain, and I got knocked off the cliff by a large boulder.
Wow.
And as I was falling to the ground, I heard a voice from the sky, say, "Jeremy, your tasks are not done yet."
And they're not. And we're not. How can we help you tonight, Jeremy?
I want to know, is the Tang Beyond Tang Tangerine that I found on Amazon the same stuff?
I can't, you know, I don't know what you found, but if it says Beyond Tangy Tangerine, yeah.
And describe what the carton looks like, if you would, Ben.
Oh, the jug, it should be either yellow, orange if it's the 2.0, or a little bit kind of yellowish orange if it's the 2.5.
It's like a little canister,
yeah,
Jeremy.
It's like a canister, and it's kind of colorful. And I can't speak to what's on Amazon. I can only tell you what they have over at Critical Health News and criticalhealthnews.com. But
it's possible a supplier is selling it on Amazon,
right? Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. And I like the capsule version, by the way.
You know what?
It's more convenient for me.
It's more convenient, the tablets, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I get that question a lot. And there is a little bit more antioxidant value to it, but you can control your dose better with the powder. And I personally like a little tiny bit in my water. I like the powder a little bit better. But, yes, you're right. The tablets are much more convenient.
Our affiliate owner up there in Santa Cruz, MZ, has always got his Tangy Tangerine and a water jug with him.
Yep, that's exactly right.
He lives with it. The thing's strapped to his body, I think.
It's because of that, what we were just talking about earlier, how the more water you're drinking, the more you're diluting and the more you're losing your water-soluble electrolytes and vitamins. It's a good idea to put a little bit of Beyond Tangy Tangerine in your water.
Ben, what happens if you don't drink enough water a day? What are your symptoms?
You feel lousy. You have pain. You're tired. Your cells don't work correctly. You get constipated. There are so many problems that are associated with dehydration. And by the way, your thirst is not an indicator of dehydration. It's a late indicator of dehydration. By the time you're really thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Water will dilute.
So one or two bottles a day, that's not enough, is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, you need more than a half a gallon a day. You know, water is one of the best things you could do to dilute your blood sugar. For folks who are diabetics, it's one of the best anti-diabetic strategies, just drinking water. First thing in the morning, George, cold water is almost like coffee because it dilutes your blood and you get more blood to your bloodstream. Everybody out there, experiment tomorrow. Put a couple of glasses of water by your bed. It's the first thing in the morning. Just drink them down, even before you get out of bed. You'll notice that you have energy just from drinking plain water.
That's amazing. Ben, we're going to come back. Final hour to go of phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM.